Okay, here we go. We'll go to Arcadia, California to get this segment started. Edward's with us. Hey, Edward, good morning to you.
Yes, good morning, George. How are you this morning?
Hey, Edward, good.
I just wanted to let you know that back in the 1970s, I was one of the original remote viewers that was tested during the time of Ingo Swann and Keith Harari.
You were? Now tell me, how did they find you? What happened?
Oh, actually, it was kind of a fluke. I was a teenager at the time, and I was showing significant psychical abilities that I wanted to be tested once and for all, and someone recommended I go to the American Society for Psychical Research. And that's where I was tested by Dr. Osis, who was the same Dr. Osis that tested Ingo and Keith.
Did you continue to refine that ability?
Oh, yes, very much so.
Yes.
It's interesting, you know, because, you know, we were talking about ghosts and spirits and such. I had one time a spontaneous remote viewing at that time period where I remote viewed into about the turn of the century, around, let's say, about the 1890s, New York City. And I could feel, you know, that, you know, like what many of the remote viewers have said, you know, when you have a full spectrum remote viewing, you get the taste, smells, and feel of where you're located.
Mm-hmm.
And this is what I had. But I was with this individual, apparently, in the 1890s. And I could feel the chill and coolness of the night, the quiet, and everything else that went with it. And I remember the gentleman vividly. And I couldn't figure out, why would I, you know, remote view this?
Yeah.
So some decades later, the Paralogical Association around was celebrating their 50th anniversary. This was in 2007, in which they were rediscovering, re-recognizing the forgotten early parapsychologists and paranormal researchers of that time period. And they came across one of the people that they revered was a Dr. Rufus Osgood Mason. I went to check this out, and lo and behold, it was the photograph they had of the man was exactly what I remote viewed back decades earlier.
Amazing.
Well, what happened was I did some follow up on it, and to my amazement, I had to do some background checks on my own, in which it turned out that my great grandmother was Jessie Harriet Mason, who was a cousin to this Dr. Mason.
You're good. You're good. Let's go to Katie in Wichita, Kansas. You're up with us. Hi, Katie. Go ahead.
Hi, George. I'm going to start off by telling you a little ghost story about a haunted bridge, and then I'm going to tell you what happened when I went there as a non-believer.
All right.
Back about 10 years ago.
Go.
There's not much to do here in Wichita, Kansas. So all of us high school, college kids, we go to this place outside the city called Theorosis Bridge. And the legend goes like this. Theorosa, this is the mid-late 1800s. Theorosa was a Native American woman who had a child with a white settler, which was a big no-no back in the day. So she threw the child, baby, I guess you could say, over the bridge to hide her sin so she wouldn't, so neither one of them would get in trouble.
Right.
And so, and then right after she did that, supposedly, she jumped off this little wooden bridge and killed herself. So the legend is if you go out there in the middle of the night and you yell, on top of the bridge, Theorosa, Theorosa, I have your baby. I have your child. Legend is that, like, you'll see a white image kind of coming to you. Well, I didn't really believe in the paranormal about 10 years ago when I was 20. And I went out there with a bunch of my friends.
Okay.
And I was kind of talking very impolitely to her, calling her some obscenities and, you know, just kind of
ridiculing.
Making fun of it, yeah. Because I thought it was ridiculous. And so nothing happened. We were out there about 20 minutes. We get in the car, and we shut all the doors, and all the windows are up, And all of a sudden, I'm wearing this leopard coat because it's kind of cold outside. And this is an important detail. I'll tell you why. The car is stopped. We're not even moving at all. We're on the bridge. And all of a sudden, there's a loud bang, thump from outside of the car on my side of my window. And then my whole body, like, pulls very violently towards the door inside the car. And we all kind of screamed. We're like, oh, my gosh, what was that? Well, I realized that my belt was hanging outside of a door. And it got pulled from the outside off of me. And then I really love this leopard coat, okay? So the next day I go there to find my missing belt. But where do I find it? Underneath the bridge next to two dead dogs.
Say, how did it get there? You cannot ridicule the spirits.